Welcome to KCBW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history. 161 years ago this week, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City was formed from the old vicariate of Utah and Eastern Nevada. Over 8,000 members, 15 churches, and 14 priests belonged to the new diocese. Catholics appeared early on Utah's religious landscape. In 1776, Franciscan friars Silvestre de Escalante and Francisco Dominguez traveled through the future state on a planned expedition to California. They were eventually followed by French Catholic hunters and trappers. But it wasn't until 1871 that the first permanent Catholic church, St. Mary Magdalene, was built by Father Patrick Walsh at the intersection of 2nd East and 1st South in Salt Lake. 2 years later, Lawrence Scanlon was posted to Salt Lake as the church's pastor. In those early years, Utah's Catholics were assigned to various dioceses in California, including Monterey and San Francisco. But the Utah Church didn't suffer much from infrequent contact with bishops on the West Coast. Father Scanlon threw himself into his work, building churches, hospitals, and schools across the state, often in mining camps like Silver Reef, Park City, Frisco, and Eureka. For more than a decade, the Catholic population of Utah grew, fed by immigration from Europe, until it was made its own vicariate with Father Scanlon named as vicar bishop. But the growth didn't end. By 1891, the vicariate was elevated to the level of diocese. Since then, Utah's Catholic Church has remained an important part of the state's cultural, social, and religious life. Over the years, the church built the majestic Cathedral of the Madeleine, Holy Cross Hospital, now Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, St. Benedict's Hospital, now Ogden Regional Medical Center, and a whole host of primary and secondary schools. Today, upwards of 200,000 members of the Roman Catholic Church call Utah home.
For KCPW's Beehive Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcbw.org.